Hello, are you there yet?
I think you are. I just finished a tape for you. It's a bunch of nothing on that first one. And you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to cut the light. And have you all alone to myself in the dark. Hang on a second. Okay, how's that? You happy now? Well, come get a little closer so I don't have to talk so loud. And, all right, it's a X-rated type tape. Strictly for my husband only. Mainly because, well, he's just my husband, and he's a neat guy, so I'm just going to talk to him, just crawl into bed and visit with him. Well, I don't know what to do here now that I never have property of written on my bottom anymore. You've got to remedy that. I can't look around and see who I belong to. Sweetheart. I haven't gotten a tape from you in about a... Well, what do I say? I got one day before yesterday. What am I talking about? Maybe I'll get one tomorrow. But... How long has it been since I've sent you an X-ray tape? I better shut up rambling and talk to you, hadn't I? Okay. Hey, right now while I'm thinking about it, when do I start taking my pill again? Yes, sweetheart. I don't know what to say. I'm too shy to talk to you. I don't want to blush, so I'm not going to say too much. You did get those 4 pictures I sent you, didn't you? You should have had them last week by the time you get this tape. They should have been there before the 23rd, I imagine. You asked me what I thought while I was taking pictures like that. Well, I'm not gonna tell you. I don't know, it's just, I never thought I'd be making pictures like that. Oh, sweetheart, you're a dirty old man. But I like you that way. I just wish you were here to give me a very deep, passionate kiss and grab me in your arms and just kiss me and hug me and run your hands all over me like, oh wow, I haven't been kissed for so long, much less been kissed passionately. I think I could really enjoy that. And I think I could really enjoy your arms around me. Oh, wiggle, wiggle. Well, it's now Friday afternoon. Yeah, we had a big turkey dinner yesterday, and Aunt Betty and Aunt Lou and Dick and a couple of cousins all out here to eat turkey day. Yeah. So we're all thoroughly stuffed. I ought to send you a turkey sandwich, shouldn't I? I didn't get any mail from you today. I'm not very happy about it. My whole world is shattered. Richard, you just gotta write me more often. In the past 2 weeks I've gotten, well, let's see. Wednesday I got 2 letters from you. And Monday I got a tape in the pads, what I've gotten in the past 2 weeks. So help. I know mail is slow and all that, but write a little bit more often. You can't be any more busy than I am. And it sure brightens up my day when I hear from you. It's cold today, and it's starting to cloud up. It's supposed to either rain or snow tomorrow. They said snow flurries mixed with rain. Yeah, that'll be a mess. It's a perfect day to go to bed and just snuggle. Just crawl into bed and stay there. And never come out, not even stick your head out of the covers. Let's see, I was picking up, we haven't got too much longer. November's over. Thanksgiving is the end of November. And, December ought to pass very rapidly, I hope. As of the 20th of December, you'll only have 6 months left. If you don't get to come home before then. 6 months at the very most. But I'm still hoping you'll come home before then. I was gonna talk about some of the kids out at school. Made several friends out there. Mostly girls my own age or a little bit older. All the ones that are 18 and 19 year old. Ones right out of high school. So busy trying to get dates and talking about things that teenagers talk about. And, for the first time, I've met some girls who think that agree with me on having children. You know, everybody else. At least all the wives down at Fort Rucker and Fort Walters thought that, having children was the most marvelous thing in the world. Everybody wanted lots of babies. But, well, these two girls in particular. Well, all the girls my age or older out there are married, were married, and are divorced, and have one baby. Pretty bad shape to be in, but they're going back to school to get an education so they can support themselves and their child. And they think that if you don't want children, for gosh sakes, don't have them. They say they wouldn't trade the children for anything in the world, but they wish they hadn't had children. They wouldn't give them up now that they've got them, but they regret getting them in the first place. I think that would be a bad way to look at things. I guess I would, if I was in their shoes, I wouldn't want children either. But one girl asked me, she didn't say, when are you going to have children? She said, are you going to have a family? I said, no. And she said, something about it. Not many girls thought that way, but she thought I was wise if my husband agreed with me. I guess I'm not all alone. Sharon's outlook was that women were put on earth to bear children. And that was Bonnie's outlook too, and I don't agree with that. So I finally run across some people that agree with me, which is different. What I tell you I've got a map to the gold mines around here? Do you believe me now? When I told you a long time ago that there were gold mines around here, you wouldn't believe me. But I've got a map to them. And we went gold mining one day in biology. We finished up lab early, so we went out tromping in the woods around the old mine shafts and stuff. There's not much there. The foundations to the mess hall and the buildings where the miners lived. Just foundations left, but found a few rocks with gold flakes in them. You know, just little time. There's not enough gold there worth mining, or people would mine it. That's why they gave it up. But it was very interesting. Heard more news on the birth control pills. You know, this controversy they have, and they cause cancer and cause blood clots, and nobody ought to take them, and some people want to get them banned from the market and all this sort of stuff. Well, they've come out now that if you're taking the birth control pills, you should avoid getting angry or overexert yourself, or, you know, just any emotional strain. So I figured out, okay, when you come home and I start taking the birth control pills, you're going to have to be very careful with me to keep me from getting excited or angry or anything like that. They say something to do with when you're angry, your blood circulation, the adrenaline and all that. And this causes a reaction with the drugs and the birth control pills, which causes blood clots. I wonder what they'll come up with next. I still think the pill's the greatest thing to come out yet. You mentioned something about from the column in Dear Abby over there. A guy and his wife living in their parents' on their parents' property, not in their house, but on their property, not paying rent, and having an unmarried couple spend the night with them. I see nothing wrong with them having an unmarried couple spending the night with them if that's what they want, but they are on their parents' property. They are not paying rent. Now, if they were paying rent, I think it would be a little different to say so, but I don't know. I think as long as you live partly supported by your parents, which they are, you ought to conform to their beliefs. And even if they were paying rent, I don't think it would be a good idea for them to have unmarried couples spending the night there if they knew their parents disapproved. Why get somebody upset when you can avoid it? I mean, why cause trouble when you don't have to? That unmarried couple could go somewhere else. But they aren't considering their parents' feelings at all. They're thinking, well, we want to do this, and that's tough luck what our folks think. But I think the parents have some right to say so, as long as they're partially supporting them, and they are, by giving them a place to live. So they have to consider their parents' feelings. You've always got to consider other people's feelings, at least a little bit. What would you do if you were the parent and were definitely strongly against this? How would you feel if your kids were living there near you and deliberately knowing that it would upset you and that you disapproved aloud? Something like that. I think the kids are looking at just one side of the thing here. They're thinking, well, we're married, we can do what we want. But they've got to consider their parents' viewpoint too, a little bit. So
What else you want to know?
What else did you ask me on that tape? I don't remember. You keep asking me to go to bed with you, and you never really hold up the covers for me to crawl underneath them. If you'd just get that sweet yearning look on your face and just hold up the covers so I could crawl underneath and say, come to bed, sweetheart. I'd gladly dive under the covers. But first of all, you've got to be a little closer than the other side of the world, okay? Oh, dear. Well, you've missed summer here in Virginia, and you've missed fall, and it looks like you're going to miss winter. And I hope you're home by spring. You got that? Be home by springtime. Back to the subject of marriage. You were saying it would be a good idea if couples could live together for a while before they get married. Just to see if they were compatible and all that. It would probably save a lot of marriages. Probably would save a lot of marriages, but it would probably do harm to in some ways. I don't know. I don't think people can, well, a lot of people can't live together. And it wouldn't be the same as being married. It couldn't be. I don't know. I don't know anything about living together, to speak of, without being married, but it seems like there would be all that bit of doubt, the little bit of fear that one's going to walk out on the other. They would be overly careful to please one another. Or get in an argument and they'd say, well, I'm leaving, goodbye. And you'd always know this, that you could do that or the other person could do that. I think if people love each other and are mature enough, they ought to be willing to make a commitment. Maybe I'm wrong, but I still think if, well, trouble is a lot of people get married too young. But how can you stop kids from getting married when they're too young? I think, I don't think any guy ought to get married before he's 21. Or no high school kids should get married. What's it legal in Virginia for the guy to get married when he's 18, the girl when she's... Well, the guy has to be what? 18 and the girl 16 with parents' consent. I can't remember. But that's far too young. What's going to happen when they grow up and their ideas about life change? And they start growing up and growing away from each other. Sure, they can grow up and grow up together and grow towards each other, but I don't know, I look back and see how different my outlook on life is now than when it was when I was 16. Have a pickle, I'm chewing on pickles. But living together. Just living together without making the commitment of getting married. I think it would work for some people. But the thing is, they gotta, even then, they have to be mature enough to be able to realize the other person's needs and give a little instead of just taking. And that's one of the big problems with David. David will take everything and give nothing. He doesn't care about anything. But if two people Well, if they really care about each other, and they like each other, and they love each other too, well, seems like they ought to be able to make it with marriage. I think a lot of marriages start out and stay happy for a good while and then end up, you know, been married 10 years and get a divorce. They were probably happy the first couple of years. How long do you have to live together before you can get married? I mean, I don't think you can be sure then, because, well, living together just can't be like marriage. It's got to be different. You don't have the hold over the other person. You don't have the same rights. And, well, society still looks down on it. It's like society still looks down on interracial dating and marriage. Maybe, you know, eventually the times will change. You were saying that idea of having a wife and a mistress. Saying that sound like a good idea. Well, sweetheart, that also has always been more or less frowned on, but tolerated. And back in the Middle Ages, when the man married for political reasons or for money or, you know, something like that, lords married princesses from another country so that they could have stronger political ties and things like this. Well, and then had the mistresses on the side. That was still frowned upon. Their children who had no rights at all. If their child didn't have a chance to do anything. He was a bastard and couldn't rise in the world, and that was that. He bad on the children. The church frowned on it. Of course, the church always has. But if, you know, you paid the monks enough, you paid the priest enough, he forgave you and overlooked it. Yeah. I was also bad on the woman, the mistress, because she didn't have any rights. She was some lord or duke's mistress, and she had no standing in society. You couldn't be seen publicly with him and all that sort of stuff. Well, I don't know. I guess there were a lot of them that were seen publicly with him. All the kings had mistresses and everything, but yeah, I guess that's the best deal. If you don't like a wife, then get a mistress. I don't know. I think I'd rather be a wife than a mistress. Mainly because wives have more rights. How about a wife and a mistress? Oh, I don't know. You know, Italy is just getting divorce statutes passed. You know, in Italy, if you were married before, you were married for life, and that's it. You couldn't get a divorce. Or it was terribly hard to get a divorce. Well, they're changing that now. And they're wondering what this is going to do, you know, to the society and all that, because they had a program on TV about it, and there are these hotels and apartment houses that are built especially for the mistresses. They're apartment houses with small apartments in them and outside doors to all the apartments, you know, a main front door and then a sneaky type back door. And they said this is, you know, the Italian men kept their mistresses there and their wives at their home, and then sneak up to see the mistress, sneak out the back door. this was, has been generally accepted in Italy. But they're wondering what that's going to do now, because, you know, every man had his wife and his mistress too. Well, not every man, but a good deal of them. Now, divorce is illegal, so they can divorce the wives. The only thing with having a mistress is, first of all, you're being untruthful to your wife if you have a mistress. If you sneak around, you know, behind her back and lie to your wife and all that. You're depriving your wife of a part of her life. Or are you? I don't know. But, who do you go home and tell everything to? If you had a rough work day at work, do you go home and tell your wife all about it? Do you go home and go tell your mistress all about it? There would be sort of a double life there. Yeah, it would be pretty hard to share your life with two women, I would imagine. You couldn't share your whole life with both of them, so one of them's going to get deprived. But I hope you don't ever feel that you have to have a mistress around. Maybe an affair occasionally, but a mistress, you know, mistresses are sort of, that's a woman you keep full time. One thing about being a mistress, though, that would be to the mistress's advantage, this man would be supporting her and buying her gifts and treating her nicely. And his wife, he doesn't have to treat nicely. He's got her. He's married her. He can treat her however he wants. But his mistress, he has to be nice to, you know. Treat her like a date or something. Try to impress her and be good to her, because she might leave him. But then he can always leave her, so she has to be good to him too. A wife, oh heck, just give him some place to live and ignore him if you want, I guess. But you better not. You better not ever do that. You know, I think if men had their way, there wouldn't be any such thing as marriage or family or, well, I guess there would be such thing as family. Some men like family life. But there wouldn't be any such thing as marriage. A man wouldn't be tied down to any one woman, and he could just rove at will, just pick out any woman he wanted. Y'all would like that, wouldn't you? Men. They're strange creatures, you know. But it seems to me like a mistress could get kind of expensive. I wouldn't be a mistress to anybody unless there was a lot of money in it. Yeah, I still don't think I'd be a mistress to anybody. But trying to support a mistress and a wife, and if you had a couple of kids, those two. And what do you do if your mistress gets pregnant? That would be a problem. What do you do if your mistress falls in love with you? And what's going to happen if you decide you like your mistress better than your wife? Or how about if your wife is about 40 years old and your mistress is about 20. Oh dear. I think I'll stay young forever. I think I'm gonna run out of tape. Just about. Not quite yet though. Sitting here watching the wheel turn around, waiting for it to run out. Are you getting get the same feeling, don't you? Yeah. When you're making a tape and you get towards the end, you sit there and watch the wheel go around until it runs out. Oh, well. You got the pictures? You want some more? I think I ran out. Yep.